time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning to Jason Kanz.
Good morning.
All right. It is Thursday, November 2nd, 2023.
Great.
Yep.
I feel like there's something significant about November 2nd, and now it's bothering me that I can't think of what it is.
I think it's 9 months since Groundhog Day.
Okay. I was thinking it's somebody in my family's birthday, but I can't remember who it is now. So.
Okay.
That's a little concerning.
Speaking of that, because memory, I am your senior by about 8.5 years, and I can tell you, you're the brain doctor, though, but I'm like, wow, what's with that whole short-term memory loss? Because it's rough.
Yeah,
it's challenging.
Yeah, I think what happens more often than not is our thinking becomes less efficient as we get older.
Okay.
Our processing speed gets a little slower.
Yeah.
That happens with normal aging, and so those things that normally, when we're in our 30s, would just snap right in, take a little bit to get to. And, so we notice that when, trying to think of an actor, and it's right on the tip of your tongue, and you can't get it out, and then sometime later that afternoon, all of a sudden it comes back in.
Forget an actor, it's people's names. It's just like,
you're right.
It's really rough.
Yeah, for sure. I think that happens. I've used this example often with my patients where we will talk about, I'll go back to my home church and someone will come up to me in church and they'll say, "Now you remember who I am, don't you?"
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, "You know what? I really don't." And I said, "You look familiar to me, but your name is escaping me." And they'll say, "Oh my goodness, that happens to me all the time." Uh-huh. So, yeah.
I think I get one of those benefits. I mean, even I was at the attending the Hope Night a couple of nights ago, and so I saw some folks I hadn't seen in a while, and it's just like, but I think with radio, they're kind of, you know so many people. But it depends on how close in the circle they were they expect that you would know their name, right?
So. For sure. Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. So, I think we get so worried that people are going to be very offended when we can't remember. But, I mean, it happens to most people.
So you can just say, "Excuse me, I'm just not processing the way I used to." I can say.
Correct. Yes. Yes. My brain doctor friend told me,
yes.
Whose name escapes me.
He may not be a rocket scientist, but he is a brain doctor. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, let's see. I was also going to say, since October 7th, it just seems like there's this pall over the world. But that's a deeper subject than 20 seconds is, it's worth more than 20 seconds. But
Yeah.
Wrestling through the darkness of Ephesians 6, I think, right? So.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that all of us feel that on some level, right? And whether we feel it in our thoughts, our bodies, our emotions, it's there. And just to be honest about that, I think is good.
Yeah, good. We are all about being honest about it. All right. In fact, tell you what, we'll play Jason Gray's song, Honesty, coming up, which is like one of the most honest songs. All right. We got just two verses today. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 and 36.
It says, "As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's cross to the other side of the lake.' So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed."
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those two verses this way. After a long day of teaching in the sun, he instructed his disciples to take the boat to the other side of the sea. Several of these men were fishermen by trade, so crossing several miles of water at night was a piece of cake. They took the boat he was in, plus a few more.
Yep. So one of the things that I think about often when I was going through this, and I would encourage people to do, is to really try to put yourself in the situation, and look at a map. Look how big the Sea of Galilee is. Look at how big these things are. And to imagine what was that like to get into that space. And it's so different than I think what a lot of us might encounter in our day-to-day lives.
I found myself, it's a devotional commentary. I found myself going, "But it'd be cool if the Bible had... crossing this was a piece of cake," so I like the vernacular. So,
Right. That's a good question. Did they have pieces of cake in that time? So
probably
not like what we eat now.
How else would they celebrate Jesus' birthday? So, all right. Thanks, Jason. There we go. Best 5 minutes of the day. To Facebook we go. And we look for birthdays there. And I do see an anniversary, though. Hold on. Back up. Yes. The wonderful Amy Cope from Randy's Restaurant. And she's got an anniversary post for today for her husband, her wonderful husband, Daniel. And it's wonderful. She's like, happy 20th anniversary, Daniel. And so we'll leave it at that. But, hey, happy anniversary to them, the wonderful couple. Lots of smiles and 2 decades together. Praise the Lord. All right. Other anniversaries we will get to. But Facebook, help me out with birthdays today. Out of my more than 3,100 friends, we are tight, too, by the way. Check in with each other every day. If anybody's got anything going, they just go to Facebook and we're all aware of it. Because Facebook, you know how they're with the algorithms. Ethan Fashionbauer, the high school senior at Chi High. He's got like the best dad, John. Happy birthday, Ethan. He's a great kid. He's going somewhere. Lots and lots of talent. Mega talented. James Watley, the pastor in Eau Claire at the Haven Church. Happy birthday, James. Also, Elizabeth Buller, Rachel Mattson, with a birthday with Trinity Equestrian and mentoring. Saw her at Tony, her mother-in-law's book launch party. Linda Reinold, Michaela Thornton, our friend Morris Williams in Liberia, and Michelle Dostal. Happy birthday to Michelle today. Terrific sister in the Lord. All right, you share this as a birthday, November 2nd, with the likes of Stephanie Powers, the actress from Heart to Heart. She's 81 today. David Schwimmer from Friends, heart hurting with the passing of Matthew Perry last weekend. He's 57. Marisol Nichols from Riverdale, 50. Rapper Nelly, 49. TV personality Caramo Brown is 43. Kendall Schmidt from Big Time Rush, 33. And Sunny Sadler, the daughter of Adam Sandler, is 15 today. All right. Promise of the day we've got from 365promises.com is Psalm 36:5. My love stretches to the heavens and my faithfulness extends above the clouds. Check the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com. The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, 24 degrees. Good morning. Coming up on 7:20. And Caleb, what's the weirdest compliment you've received?
You know, I was trying to think about that. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the compliments that drove me to start working with Livia is someone said, Caleb, you've gotten a lot taller, but instead he brought his hands from side to side. Oh, I was like, ouch. Okay.
Yeah, right.
I feel you. So,
they call that a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, down 23.4 pounds now.
Fantastic. Way to go. You come in with your pouch every day. You look like a doctor.
Yeah, so. There we go. What is recommended?
We do have some people who have volunteered some of the unusual things that have been said to them in the category of compliment. For instance, a person says that someone once told them that their nostrils were a nice size. That
and again, I mean, they mean it sincerely,
yeah,
but
right.
You're like, wow,
you
okay.
Nice size nostrils.
Haven't been complimented on that before. Weirdest compliment you've ever received. Someone else said, a 5-year-old kid told me he liked me because I looked like a cartoon.
Okay.
All right.
Here's another one. A random woman on a train said, your cough sounds nice.
I'm guessing that didn't happen in 2020.
Yeah, really.
Odd compliments people have actually received. Someone got this compliment. You walk like a cat.
Hmm.
All right.
A little bit different here on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB.
This is my favorite.
Finally, one time a person says they were at the doctor for some lower back pain, getting an ultrasound, and the tech looked them dead in the eye and said, you have really nice kidneys. They're very plump.
That I never knew I needed a compliment on my kidneys before, but now I think I'm going to spend the rest of my life fishing for that one.
You just never
I want
know.
Plump kidneys.
Yeah, I tell you what, my daughter's doing ultrasound work being trained, and watch out for that. Oh, there you go, the Whip Wake Up Show. So we're throwing it out to you on the listener line at 715-396-1670. We'd love to hear, especially in your own voice, what's the weirdest compliment you've received? Let us know between now and 9. All right, well, I'm drinking a little Morning Joe this morning, a little Java. And the topic here is, what is the exactly perfect time to drink your coffee?
Yes, so what we need to evaluate here is Havo drinking his coffee at the optimal time?
Yeah.
Now, he gets up a lot earlier than the rest of us, so that may impact things. But if you've ever had your coffee and felt like, man, it didn't really work, maybe you've run... Oh, wow, this is a big word that I didn't realize was in here. You've run into the field of chronopharmacology, the study of how medications and drugs interact with your biology.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
So here we go. In the morning, your coffee will probably be the most effective if you enjoy it between 9:30 and 11:30. You know, to me, it's like...
You would have to wait a long time.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I still have found more of a sugar-free... I still like my poor man's mocha, right? A little bit of hot chocolate and coffee. Love the folks at Swiss Miss, but a little bit too much sugar in there for where I need to go health-wise. So I found elsewhere on the shelves something that... doesn't have sugar, but, you know, it kind of jazzes up. I don't know. There's just something. I need that kind of inspiration. After that, I'm drinking regular black coffee. But I think you need it before 9:30.
Yeah. I mean, but again, maybe they're basing this on when the average person gets up and not when an early morning radio host gets up, too. But they're saying, yeah, optimal time to drink your coffee in the mornings between 9:30 and 11:30. But in the afternoon, they're saying the precise, this is even more precise, the precise optimal time to drink coffee is at 2:16 p.m. 2:16 p.m. on the drive with Dawson. Just remember that. Maybe Dawson will start a coffee time segment at 2:16. Everybody take your first sip right about then.
That's his first commercial break on the drive. And that is from javapress.com. So they're very serious about that. I got to say, for a lot, it'd be interesting for folks. Are you one of those who can drink coffee all day? They are out there. Other folks, somewhere between noon and 2, need to stop. Because otherwise, it's keeping you up at...
like how long will it last?
Exactly. Well, Black Friday, I guess, later this month, the day after Thanksgiving. Side note, glad to see somebody like Walmart, third straight year, closing on Thanksgiving. Way to go, Walmart.
Yes, I applaud that. As someone who has worked a lot of retail in my life, I absolutely applaud that. That's great.
Sure.
But we found a holiday overseas that apparently is an even bigger deal than Black Friday. I had not heard of this. And apparently it's bigger than Black Friday, than Cyber Monday, than that whole weekend.
Yeah, that's something. In fact, China's Singles Day has become nearly four times the combined size of those, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which are two of the biggest shopping days here in the U.S.
Singles Day was launched as a social activity at China's Nanjing University back in 1993 to celebrate being solo.
Yeah. In 2009, China's huge online retail website, you've probably heard of Alibaba, adopted the celebration as a commercial holiday.
Of course they did.
Capitalizing on what Chinese saying, Caleb?
Apparently this Chinese saying goes as follows. If you can't be with someone you like, you can at least be with something you like.
Oh, my.
I mean, we talk about how we're capitalistic.
Yeah, right, right. Singles Day is November 11th, our Veterans Day, though it's... no longer just a single day of sales.
It's also a period of pre-sales and phased sale periods leading up to the main event, which is similar to Black Friday, but much, much, much larger. I guess everything can be commercialized.
Yeah.
There's a lot of retail spending.
And again, we're not digging into this. We don't readily have at our tips and fingertips in terms of how big is the single... I mean, obviously, China now the second most populated nation after India, but... Imagine a lot of single folks, and so they're just kind of making the play, and apparently it's doing its job.
Treat yourself, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Don't forget, as long as we're talking about all of these holidays, again, it is just one day. You can make it every single day, but Giving Tuesday comes up after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and so a great chance to support some very worthy nonprofits, and hopefully you'll do that all the time, but just want to throw that out there as well.
Well, lowering accidents is a good thing, right?
It really is, even though sometimes I think we may gripe about this feature that is popping up more and more on roadways, especially newly constructed ones. When you look at the data, it's actually made a huge impact in keeping people safe while driving.
Yeah, you cannot argue with the data. The roundabouts, also known as traffic circles or rotaries, never heard them called that.
Rotaries.
Have become increasingly popular in the United States in recent years.
Yeah, so this, I'm looking at the bottom of this story, too. Recent years, in the last two decades, the U.S. has gone from having 356 roundabouts to 10,000 of them.
Yeah, and that can feel like just in the Chippewa Valley. Now, while they've been used in other parts of the world for much longer, roundabouts are finally being recognized right here in the good old USA for their ability to reduce traffic congestion and improve safety.
I see that sometimes on the eastern side of the state when, you know, we've gone over to Packers games, or I was over in Neenah to broadcast last Friday, and you'll see roundabouts almost connected by short stretches of road rather than just one that's sitting there like we see sometimes in some of our communities. They'll be like, oh, you drive a little way, and then there's another roundabout, and then another one, too. And I appreciate the GPS always telling me which exit of the roundabout to get off on.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The concept of circular intersections goes all the way back to the 1700s. Who knew?
Yeah.
But it wasn't until the 1950s and 60s that the modern roundabout with yield at entry regulations was introduced in the UK and France.
And we're getting to the stats here about why these are important, even though, again, I know they can be a source of frustration for some people. The first modern roundabout in the U.S. was built in Las Vegas in 1990, so 33 years ago.
And since then, their construction has steadily increased.
Roundabouts have several advantages over traditional intersections, including a reduced number of conflict points and smoother traffic flow, as long as we all learn who goes when.
I know, exactly. The Federal Highway Administration estimates that roundabouts can reduce serious and fatal injury crashes by up to 90%. But you raised the question off air. Okay, serious and fatal, and that's, wow, and by 90%. But what about the little fender benders?
The little, and here's the thing, too. I wonder if there are those little fender benders where it's like, do you go or do I go? And people maybe being a little aggressive driving through there. Or is there just, does it just add to the frustration but also add to the safety? Because I think I've been in that situation where it's like, I really think I should have gone there. I don't think you, Mr. or Miss Driver, should have been able to keep on zooming through and you were just more aggressive than I was. But if everybody's kept safe, maybe we can remember what Jason Gray reminds us of in his song, Be Kind. It's like, you know what? It's not worth getting angry over it.